Well, Brockton is one of the cities continuing to battle the COVID-19 pandemic, and Mayor Robert Sullivan joins us now to discuss that further. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
And as always, thank you. Happy Thursday, and it's a beautiful weather out there today, so thanks for having me on.
Our pleasure. Now, before we, the first thing is, could you give us the latest numbers in terms of the population in Brockton right now?
Sure. I'm happy to say again, we're in the yellow classification, so that's great. We stayed consistent. We stayed in yellow. We didn't upgrade to red, which is great. We have lost a few more residents. We're at 407 loss of life in Brockton. We are at 12,140 total cases overall. Our current active cases are really starting to go down, which is great. We're under 200 right now of active positive cases. We're at 193. So we're being diligent, we're being vigilant, and we're really working to get the vaccine in people's arms.
And speaking of getting the vaccine in people's arms, I understand there was a vaccine delivery recently.
We've been working diligently. Again, Governor Baker and designated Brockton is one of the 20 communities in the Commonwealth. So for equity and for outreach and our diverse population, we've been getting an ambassador assigned, Andy Robinson, who works for DPH. He used to live in Brockton. He used to be a school committee member. He lives in Boston now. So we're getting, consistent doses in the hundreds per week, not in the thousands, in the hundreds. But that's our allotment. But we are also, again, working in collaboration with Neighborhood Health Center. We're getting thousands of weeks because of the President Biden federal designation. So Shaw Center is still using 10 clinicians that are National Guard members up there putting shots in the arms. And right now we're going to the low rises for the senior citizens at the Brockton Housing Authority to give shots from a local level.
Now, of course, Governor Baker, it was also announced yesterday that they're going to be giving vaccines for educators. And I imagine that's going to be good news for reopening schools in the city.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. And we are working again with our partners at Neighborhood Health Center with Superintendent Mike Thomas. We are doing a Zoom for teachers to educate. Maybe some folks are on the fence. Should I or should I not? So we're working with our pandemic consultant and with the school personnel to do a Zoom for teachers that, again, may be hesitant at this time. March 11th, we look right now, we're forecasting, Dan, to be able to accommodate all the teachers in Brockton in a 3-day cycle. So again, we'll be using the Shaw Center. We'll be using our resources with Neighborhood Health Center. And again, all the teachers that are ready, willing, and able to get the shot, roll up the sleeves, we're going to accommodate.
And speaking of hesitancy, there will actually be an NAACP panel coming up about vaccine hesitancy.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to applaud President Phyllis Ellis and the officers and the members of the NAACP. I, as mayor, am working diligently with all different aspects of the city. And, you know, I was on a call last night with Haitian Community Partners, and I did a Haitian radio show this week with Dr. Herman and Dr. Eno Montessori. Because Brockton's such a beautiful, diverse community, you know, we really have to make sure that all aspects of the community, former mayor and Councilor-at-Large Moses Rodriguez, who's a dear friend of mine, is working in the Cape Verdean community to educate and inform as well. So we're all in this together. And at the end of the day, my role is to have a safe community known as the City of Brockton and save lives by getting the vaccine in the arms.
Now, also, there was a recent observance for an event affecting a very historic theater in Brockton.
Yeah, yesterday was 80 years since we lost 13 brave firefighters at the Strand Theater Fire. And at that time in 1941, up until 9/11, it was the single greatest loss of firefighters in the nation. So we never forget, we never will forget those brave 13, but we were able to have a ceremony yesterday and it was just awesome. And, you know, the union, the Firefighters Union, was able to reacquire the squad truck, Squad A, that was actually on site that terrible day. They just were able to repurchase it from New Hampshire. It was here at City Hall. You can touch history and feel history. And it was a great day, but it was also a very solemn day, and we'll always do that.
All right, Mr. Mayor. Well, thank you so much for joining us this week. We do appreciate it so much.
Thank you, Dan. Be safe, be well, and I'll talk to you next week.
Indeed. Thank you. And that was, once again, Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan.